we talked about 16550 chips, and Mr. Polak said the 16550 chip in the modem and the 16550 chip there. Mr. Polak, for an education,
here we are.
There is a 16550 chip. Will you please describe it to our listeners?
You can't touch it. It's not aesthetic, is it?
There we are. Well, look, I can verify that this is not a very edible chip indeed.
And it is not inside the modem, is it? And is a 450 chip. Could you please describe that to our listeners?
Oh, okay. That's got lots of legs.
It's got lots of legs, and it's got a gold star written on it. And so that's where the bloody 3 went.
It's black.
And it is not inside the modem. It is on your serial board.
Yes, so don't get this. I'm holding this up to someone now. This is bloody radio.
That's really great getting these on it.
I thought you'd like that. A little bit of Christmas cheer towards the end of the year.
Some serious technology flooding between microphones here. Okay,
we have now witnessed what a real 16550 chip is looking like, and perhaps the listeners are now wiser.
What nerds we are. Pass the motherboard round, man.
Oh, yeah. Hey, this is good stuff.
CPU.
Down to the serious stuff. Now, people have still got a lot of questions about 14K and 28K modems. But now, what I want to point out to people here today, a little bit of education, is that there is also a difference between real throughput of each one of those modems. So, what are we talking about, real throughput? I mean, hey, a 28K is twice as fast as a 14K, and you pay extra, and what's the difference? Well, have you noticed that some of them have got different price tags on them?
Bloody oath!
In fact, some of them might have Netcom on them, but they say smart modem, 28K, and auto modem, 28K, and they have different price tags on them.
What does it mean, Ed?
Okay, what it means is this.
Glad you asked me that question.
Glad you asked me.
I'm playing your ignorant user. Hello.
I thought you were doing yourself, actually.
Listen carefully, folks. This is what it's all about. Some modems will actually use faster CPUs than others, and you can get, for example, the Netcom, and I'm not picking on Netcom in particular, they have a good quality product, of course, and etc. But some of them do use 8-bit CPUs and 16-bit CPUs, and they will actually give you different throughput. I suppose it's a little bit like how many years you've got with your V8, so what your top speed is going to be.
We had a guy who emailed me, he thought the Ford 429 big block was the best.
Doesn't it
modem speed doesn't come into play really, unless you know what you're connecting to? Doesn't that have a big difference as well?
Look, that's pretty true, but the throughput issue is a big issue, because what you find is unless you actually get a modem which has got a CPU fast enough to gobble up that data that's coming through your serial port and actually turn it into, well, tones and signals on your telephone line.
And is the CPU not defined by the speed?
This is the CPU inside the modem.
Right, and isn't that defined by the 28.8?
Exactly not.
Oh.
That's right. It's a little bit like you've got a car with a 3-speed gearbox and perhaps a 5-speed gearbox with overdrive, but they've both got a V8 in them.
And a grey motor.
Well, a little bit like that. But you get the idea. Now, where this becomes important is this. Now, we all know, of course, that a V32 modem is 14 kilobits per second throughput, and a V34 is 28 kilobits per second.
Of course.
But now, there are some other things that enter into the equation. For example, there is also a thing called V42 biz. Now, what's that as fast as standard? Again, is that the magical 35K or whatever? No, it's not. V42 biz is, in fact, a standard for data compression. And what it actually does is it compresses the data which comes out of your serial port on the fly inside the modem, and then sends it out on the phone line. Now,
is that good?
Well, it's actually very good, because the point of this is as follows. The V42 viz will give you up to a 4.1 ratio of compression, especially on text, and we've actually tried this. And if you have a what I would call a fast modem, as opposed to simply a 28K or 14K or whatever, but a fast modem within its class with a very fast processor, it will actually compress that data, and you will get a much higher throughput. And you've got to bear, yes, you can actually, for example, on a 14K modem, you can get up to 56 kilobits per second throughput.
You've got to love that.
If the modem can actually gobble up that data and compress it quickly enough for you.
You must have the 42 bits at both ends.
Correct. Yep. And also there is another thing which people must be very careful of, and you've got to listen to me carefully. This is a snippet of golden information here, and I don't know how many people don't do this. Here's the catch. If you set up your 28K modem software as 28K, whether you've got one of those Magic 16550 chips or not, you are not going to get maximum performance. You actually need to set up your serial port for the maximum throughput of the system. In other words, if you've got a 14K modem, you've got to set up that serial speed for 56 kilobits per second. In fact, I run all my modems at 115, because otherwise you won't get the benefit of the compression.
Cool.
I think modems is a subject that we could talk about
endlessly
for months.
Several days.
Yeah, good.
But we can't, because we're going to go.
Well, you know, the Fast Fiction guys out here, I think it's Fast Fiction's.